Well, good afternoon, everybody. We really appreciate you giving a few moments of your time today. I'm with my good friend here, Adrian Puddock. He comes to our church in Lisburn, and he's got quite a story to tell, and he's always keen to testify for the Lord, and we just pray that God will bless him today as he shares his testimony with you. So, Adrian, God bless you, brother, and thank you for your willingness to testify. I'm just going to hand it over to Adrian, and he's going to give a word of testimony. Thanks, brother.
Hi, Asia. Have you heard that? My name's Adrian. My testimony is represented in the sense of to glorify God, not sin or anything of myself. I was far from God, even though I didn't know it. But I wasn't brought up in a Christian home. I was brought up as a Roman Catholic. I come from a traveller family. Family came from County Cork. They went to Scotland and then down to London. And we were brought up in a rough and ready sort of situation. My dad left when I was 3 months old, and my oldest brother was killed when he was 13 by a hit and run drunk driver, so that left three of us. But the man that done it got off with a technicality, so my respect for law and order was none to be seen. But as a young lad growing up, I sort of went from one situation to another, from bad to worse, and a life of crime. And my testimony would be summed up. I would give it four titles: would be sinner, soldier, saved, and saint. And I'm sure a lot of people wouldn't say he's saint if they know me. But praise the Lord, he's changed me. He's cleansed me from my sin. And what he's done for me, he can do for you. But I was raised as a Roman Catholic, and we were obviously brought up with the rosaries, and as man, through superstition, we would use these and pray and do our fathers, etc. And this would be like a mobile phone to the Lord, and vain repetitions, as the Bible says, you shouldn't pray with vain repetitions, thinking you'll be heard like the heathen. Much more, it's in vain. These are just plastic. But as a Roman Catholic, to give us like an assurance or more of a superstition, when we die, these will be entwined within our hands in the casket when you die. False hope. And it got to a stage where I was about 18 and I was right off the rails from fighting and everything. And I was heading towards prison. So my family sat me down and says, you need to make a choice. You got a path. And it's not what is done to us we can help, it's how we react. And my family explained, if I was in a prison cell, it would be on myself, on my own. Not with the family, not my friends trying to impress or trying to fit in, because I never fitted in. So I made a hard decision, and my family came up with it that I should join the army, which was totally against our way of life, from a semi-nationalist sort of background. And when I was in the army, I saw respected men, medals and everything on there. And through my army career, I'd served all around the world, and I got awarded, just as every other soldier does, some medals. As a young lad, seeing all these soldiers of these, you would actually try and earn these, and some people die trying to get them. And even when you die, they'd be put on you, and you'd be died with them, and they don't do anything for you. As we would say in the army, these are just pressed cork and material, cardboard. And in a theory, comparison to these, they're no different. These are just plastic and metal. We should worship the creator, not the creation. No. So there's me being born in sin as a sinner. I join the army, try and run away from my sin. Still there, still carrying it on my shoulder. And then through the peace process, I was discharged. And like everyone else, and my career came to an end, and my life went downhill again. When you think you're at the bottom, it's able to go down even further. But I, through the grace of God, had a plan for me, just as he speaks about in Jeremiah. The Lord knew me even before, when I was in the womb. And I met a lady, a saved lady, that I didn't even know what the word saved meant. But again, I was always running away from my situation. But after saying hello, I'm Adrian, 4 months and 10 days later, we got married. the Lord had a plan, because I couldn't have even wished that. Mm-hmm. But we got married, and she was a saved lady, as I say. She was a Protestant in man's eyes, and me being a Catholic, I kept this. I kept it to myself, because as a child, you don't fit in anywhere. And I had this burning sensation to go to the church with her, to hear the gospel, as much as I wanted to hate it. But I went on, and I heard the gospel, and it made sense. I've never heard this as a Roman Catholic, because we don't get to hear the gospel. We have Bibles, we're not allowed to read them, because only a priest is qualified, so it's blind lead the blind. The truth's withheld from us. And it's my burden today that if you're a Roman Catholic, or you're interested in the things of eternity, the most important things there is to read the Word of God yourself, the King James, the Authorized Version, and you'll see the truth, because the truth will set you free. And I went to a gospel mission that was held in an orange hall, and I was the last person on earth you'd get near an orange hall, you know, and it was like a baptism by fire. I walked in, there was Union Jacks, there was sashes, there was King Billy on it, and I says, what am I doing? The Lord had a sense of humour, because I was married to a Protestant, that something I said I wouldn't do again, and I was in an orange hall that I couldn't have even gone to, because it just wasn't in me. But praise the Lord that there was an evangelist, Noel Shields, and he preached on the Word of God, not on things as himself, but from the Word of God. And he spoke about the gates of hell. And he said, when you get on a plane and you're going to take off, just before you take off, the air hostess come around with a little clicker to get a final tote of the numbers. And he said, well, the devil's demons at the gates of hell has got these. And they're not going 1, 2, 3, 4. He said, this is spinning. And it's smoking. It's that fast, the amount of souls that are going into hell. And I was always scared of dying. That was the only thing I was scared of. I wanted to die with a bullet in the head in a battlefield. Coward's way. But praise the Lord, that night, the 12th of September 2012, I got saved. Because that scared me. It was the gospel that saved me. And the Lord's word, not man's word. And I was saved. So I've gone from sinner to soldier to saved. And you may ask yourself, why would I even say saint? Because it says when we're saved, we're a new creature. Old things have passed away. We become a new creature in Christ. We're to lay down our lives, pick up the cross and follow the Lord as his disciples. And he says, when you're called home, or he comes back in judgment, which is first, he says you'll be kings and priests, saints unto himself, to reign with the Lord. So even though I am classed as a saint in the sense of God's word, it's only until I get home to glory, because I'm no perfect person. I'm a sinner saved by grace, by grace, God's glory, that he's done that for me and released those burdens of sin. And from the background I came from to the life I now live, I would sum it up in scripture, in Galatians 2:20. And from that verse that says, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live not I, but Christ lives within me. Yeah. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Yeah. And praise the Lord that he did that, because where would we be? If you find yourself today thinking, I'm going to do this tomorrow, I'm going to do that tomorrow. If the Lord calls you back today, ask for your soul is required, where will you be? Mm. Where will you be? And again, do as I have done. Read it yourself. If you don't believe man, read the word of God yourself, and praise the Lord he will save you, because in no way he really does jail. Thank you.
Adrian, God bless you, brother. Thank you so much. It's always lovely to hear of how people have come to trust the Saviour, and just to see the change in Adrian's life and the love and the zeal and the passion that he has for the Lord. The Lord has really changed him.
Amen.
And how true it is, those wonderful words in Galatians 2:20. I don't think if we grasp them at all, we can ever get over them, that the Son of God loved me and gave himself for me. The religion of the Bible, if we can use that word religion, it's all about the cross work of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. And in a simple act of faith and trust and turning from your sin, you can have the joy of God's salvation in your heart and life as well. Friends, thank you for joining us today, and feel free to send this wee message on. Maybe people you think could benefit from it might enjoy the testimony or be challenged through it. And let's just keep our eyes upon the Lord in these days, and we'll hopefully see you again next time. God bless you, friends. Thank you for joining us today. Bye-bye.